philosopher opens his most famous essay, not with a theory, but with a provocation. Suicide, he writes, is the one truly serious philosophical problem. That is how Albert Camus begins, The Myth of Sisyphus, published in French in 1942, in the middle of a world war that made the question of whether life is worth living feel anything but academic. Camus was born in Mondovie, French Algeria, in 1913, and he received the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1957 for work that illuminated the problems of the human conscience in the modern world. He was not a comfortable thinker. He was a precise one. Now, before the argument can land, you need the scene. Think of an ordinary Tuesday morning. You wake up, follow the same routine, take the same route, perform the same tasks. The structure holds. Then, without warning, something cracks. The routine suddenly feels hollow. The familiar becomes strange. You look at your own hands, and they seem foreign. Camus describes this moment as the absurd awakening, and he treats it not as a symptom of depression, but as a flash of clarity. Ordinary habit, he argues, functions as a protective structure that conceals the strangeness of existence. When that structure breaks, something true becomes visible. The absurd is not a mood, it is a confrontation. The key idea here is what that confrontation actually is. Camus defines the absurd as the collision between two things, the human demand for meaning and the world's apparent silence in response. Notice that the absurd is not a property of the universe alone, and it is not simply a feature of the individual mind. It arises in the relationship between people and the world. That distinction matters enormously. The universe is not cruel, it is indifferent. You bring the question. The world returns nothing. That gap, that divorce between the asking mind and the silent world, is precisely where the absurd lives. Patricia, this is the move that separates Camus from simple pessimism. He is not saying the world is broken. He is saying the tension itself is real, and that recognizing it honestly is the beginning of something. That means two escape routes are closed, and Camus closes them deliberately. The first is physical suicide. He rejects it because it eliminates the person confronting the problem rather than resolving the conflict. You cannot answer a question by erasing the one who asked it. The second escape is what he calls philosophical suicide, adopting a transcendent meaning, a religious or metaphysical leap that cannot be established through experience. His criticism is not aimed at ordinary moral commitment. It targets the leap beyond evidence, the move that trades lucidity for comfort. Both exits, he argues, are forms of evasion. The absurd perspective, by contrast, exposes a kind of freedom. When no predetermined cosmic purpose exists, you are no longer obligated to serve one. Consciousness itself becomes double-edged. It reveals the absurd, but it also makes revolt possible. And revolt, for Camus, means refusing both resignation and false consolation while continuing to live with full awareness. This is where Sisyphus arrives, Patricia, and where the argument becomes genuinely strange and genuinely powerful. In Greek mythology, Sisyphus is condemned to push a boulder uphill, only for it to roll back down whenever it reaches the summit. Camus uses this ancient figure as an image of the human condition, repetitive labor without final completion. But his philosophical emphasis falls not on the ascent, it falls on the descent. The moment Sisyphus walks back down the hill, conscious of his fate, is the moment he becomes powerful. Knowledge of the condition transforms the condition. Camus concludes that one must imagine Sisyphus happy, and that conclusion is intentionally paradoxical. Happiness here is not denial, it is lucid ownership of one's life rather than belief in a guaranteed purpose. The absurd does not mean nothing matters in any practical sense. It means no ultimate, objective purpose is available to settle the question from the outside. The takeaway, Patricia, is this. The absurd is not a philosophy of despair. It is a lucid recognition of the tension between the human search for meaning and the silent indifference of the universe. And Camus insists that recognizing that tension clearly, without flinching and without fleeing, is not the end of living. It is where living, real and conscious and fully owned, actually begins.